إشارة أو رشيد علي بن عبد الشافي محمد التسب نور الله مخلوق تأتي الإجادة البنغال سنة داكا ميتس كسنا في بنغلاديش
सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर कैसी जालिम है तकरीर कैसी जाहिर है तहरीर ये है नालाए शबगीर ये है आहों की तासीर सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर लाया सीने में वो दिल दिल है दर्द का हामिल लाया सीने में वो दिल दिल है दर्द का हामिल दिल दर्दे दिल है दर्दे दिल इसको मत कह आबोगिल तू भी जाके उससे मिल तू भी आके उससे मिल देखो कैसा है बिस्मिल सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर इसका इश्क मोतबर उसकी आहों में असर बिजली गिरती है दिल पर बिजली गिरती है दिल पर जब वो डाले है नजर ये है बर्क या शर जो है बात पुर असर ये है बर्क या शर जो है बात पुर असर सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर सबको खालिक से आगा उसने कर दिया नागा करता है वो आह करता है वो आह मेरा खाजा मेरा शाह है सरापा या अल्लाह है सरापा या अल्लाह चलती फिरती खानका सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर कैसी शीरी है गुफ्तार कैसी मस्त है रफ्तार कैसी शीरी है गुफ्तार कैसी मस्त है रफ्तार सारा शहर है बीमार सारा शहर है बीमार इसके दर्द का है यार मेरा ख्वाजाए अबरार है वो हामिले असरार मेरा ख्वाजाए अबरार है वो हामिले असरार सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा ख्वाजा मेरा पीर जामो मीना ओ सुबू उसका मैं कदाए हूँ हरदम हक की जुस्तजू हरदम हक की जुस्तजू जुबजू कुबकू जुबजू कुबकू देखो हर तरफ हर सू देखो हर तरफ हर सू उसका हक उसका हू सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर उसका जाम है लबरेज उसका शहर है तबरेज मेरा साकिया बरखेज मैं मारिफत बरेज मेरा दर्द बा अंगेज मेरा दर्द बा अंगेज मेरा शमसुद्दीन तबरेज मेरा शमसुद्दीन तबरेज मेरा ख्वाजा मेरा पीर सबको मारे है बेतीर ताजो खार है गुलरेज ताजो खार है गुलरेज मुल्ला जाहिद है मेरे जमीने सख्त शर अंगेज तेरी सोहबत है जरखेज जमीने सख्त शर अंगेज तेरी सोहबत है जरखेज पिला दे जामे माए तेज पिला दे जामे माए तेज रूमी आया है तबरेज पिला दे मैं जामे तेज रूमी आया है तबरेज सबको मारे है बेतीर मेरा खाजा मेरा पीर तुझसे मेरी है फरियाद मेरे दिल को कर दे शाद تجھ سے میری ہے فریاد میرے دل کو کر دے شاد تیرے بندی لینا شاد تیرے بندی لینا شاد کیسے ہو الہ آباد تیرے بندی لینا شاد کیسے ہو الہ آباد آجا میرے اے مراد آجا میرے اے مراد دل کو کر میرے آباد میرا خواجہ میرا پیر سب کو مارے ہے بے تیر میرا خواجہ میرا پیر پیشے شیخ با کمال پیشے شیخ با کمال کر دو نفس کو پامال پیشے شیخ با کمال کر دو نفس کو پامال چھوڑو اپنا قیل و قال چھوڑو اپنا قیل و قال بنو اب مرد صاحب حال مبارک اے زبان حال مبارک اے زبان حال تو ہی جادو بنگال تو ہی جادو بنگال مبارک اے زبان حال تو ہی جادو بنگال سب کو مارے ہے بے تیر میرا خواجہ میرا پیر سب کو مارے ہے بے تیر میرا خواجہ میرا پیر
تلافی کر دی ہوتی الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله مولانا العظيم This very beautiful ashar of our Shaykh poems which has already said in the praises and also together with that the adab and etiquette of the tasawwuf in the praises of his Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayh Hazrat has written here akhkar ki ek nazm jo 24 ramadan mubarak 1401 tha ka this Hazrat wrote these poems in on the 24th of Ramzan 1401 that's 34 years ago about jisko hamare murshid hazrat mahashah abrar al-haq sahab damat barakatum ne bahut pasand farmaya and he said hazrat mahashah abrar al-haq sahab rahmatullah alay liked it and appreciated it very much when hazrat was in Bangladesh and mahashah abrar al-haq sahab also so with regard to his shaykh hazrat mahashah Abrar al-Haq sahab, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar sahab, rahimahullah, wrote these poems. Kaisi zalim hai taqarir. The word zalim is usually oppressor, but here it's not used in its literal form, in a proverbial form, like a friend of yours, what the effect he has on you. You say, what a zalim you are. You throw the taqarir, the bayan. What a bayan of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab. Kaisi zahir hai tahreer. His writings also are so clear. All the writings of his taqreer, bayan also, his writing also. Ye hai nala ye shabgir. This is the result of crying at night. When a person has his connection with Allah, Allah blesses this that comes out during the day. Ye hai aho ki ta'teer. This is the effect of his crying, pleading to Allah Ta'ala. It comes also in a hadith, a person who keeps quiet for 40 days for the pleasure of Allah, Allah makes the fountains of wisdom to gush out from his bosom. So when a person is tahajjud, his du'as to Allah, his connection, his inside is connected with Allah, then Allah blesses him with such qualities. Sabko mare hai be teer. Hazrat has hit everyone without a error. Just his bayans, his writings, his presence, and how what the effect it has on people. Mera khaja, mera peer. Who? What the khaja? What? Who is my sir? Who is my peer? What a sir I've got? What a peer I've got? Laya sine me wo dil. He has brought in his bosom that heart. Dil hai dard ka hamil. That heart that has got the love of Allah Ta'ala, the concern and worry of the qabr, of akhirah, of the ummah. Dard dil hai, dard dil. His heart is fully only the love of Allah, concern of deen, concern of akhirah all the time. Usko mat ke abo gil. Don't say that this is a heart and a body of sand and water. These awliya nufus qudsiya, they have converted their bodies into the love of Allah. Their whole body is not sand and water like what our bodies are. They are people whose body is the love of Allah, the crying and pleading to Allah Ta'ala. Tu bhi jaake usse mil, you also go and meet with him. See, you are just hearing who he is, go and meet him. Dekho kaisa hai bismil. See what a bismil he is. Bismil is referred to that fowl that has been half slaughtered. It got up and it ran away. It's not dead, it's not alive. In what a state of anxiety it is all the time. Or like a fish out of water. Like that the lovers of Allah, in the love of Allah, they are always tarping. They are always like that fish out of water. Like that fowl that is half slaughtered. And how parishan it is. How restless it is. These people in the love of Allah, they are like that. Uska ishq mu'tabar. His love of Allah is something you can rely on. It's not just an outward form, like our Shaykh Rahmatullah explained. In one Qawwali session, one person was jumping a lot, getting hard, and a lot of actions he was doing. So somebody said, I'll put him straight. So he went, he just whispered one thing in his ear, and then that person got up and went away. So they all were surprised how he managed to do this. Person was so much in heart. Then when they asked him, they say, the problem he was causing is finished. Now why you worry? He said, no, tell us in future if we also. So he said, I just went and whisper in his ear that your trouser is torn in a very delicate place. So the minute he stood up and he, now where's his heart? Heart means you don't know what is happening. You are in a deep heart. But just this one word, and he went away. So the our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says that your hal is just a deception. Kya hai? Tera hal hai? Chaal. Or tera maqsad hai maal. You just want money that people must give you, etc. So this is all what these people are. But those whose ishq is mu'tabar, you can rely on their ishq. They have got genuine love of Allah. It's not a show of big jubbas and big tasbis, but big danas, right till the bottom, colorful clothes, colorful shawl, etc. Not all that, but really, truly, they've got the love of Allah Ta'ala. Uski aahon mein athar. And when he makes ah, when he pleads to Allah, it has got great, great effect. He's mustajabu da'wah. When he pleads to Allah, his du'as are accepted. Bijli girti hai dil par. And they are such that by their presence, by their looking at you, then their words, their writing, it is like lightning has fallen on your heart. What effect it has on your heart. Jab wo daale hai nazar, when he casts his gazes on you, it's like a lightning is falling on your heart. Ye hai bark ya sharar. What is this? Is this lightning? Or what is this that is falling? Jo hai baar pur athar. That his words have got great effect. That is simple words. But what effect it has on the heart. Hazrat Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, when he was a young alim, he was not so bad, but Maulana Haji Ibdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, and he used to make bayans with lot of josh, with lot of josh he should make. So much so that he should also be shaking, the mimbar should shake, and like the masjid should shake, but there was no effect on the hearts of the people. But when he became ba'at to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, his condition changed. Now simple, straightforward bayan. But lightning should fall on the hearts. Earthquake should come on the hearts of the people. So this is that inside effect. Sabko khalid se aga. He has made everyone aware of Allah. connected people with Allah. Not only that, himself is arif billah, he made others also arif billah. Usne kar diya naga. Who and who hasn't he made? The lovers of Allah, obedient servants of Allah Ta'ala. Karta hi wo ah, ah. All the time is concerned. How can the people be connected with Allah? How can they change their life? What a life they are leading, lost in this dunya, and thinking they are very great people, doing the such great wrong things. So all the time is burning in his inside. Mera khaja, mera shah. Who is this? My great khaja, my shah. Hey sarapa, ya Allah. He is through and through all the time. Dua, ya Allah. Ya Allah, what is happening? Change the condition of the ummah. Chalti phirti khanqa. He is not only a khanqa in wherever he is, wherever he sits, talks of deen. Recalling people to Allah Ta'ala. All the time his worry, his concern, whether he's lifting his hands and making dua, or whether in his heart he's making dua to Allah. All the time he's got. So he's all the time, wherever he is, he's a khanqa. Kaise shirin hai guftar. How sweet are not his talks. Eh? That how he calls people in a sweet way. He doesn't lash out at people, doesn't make people run away. He makes people come closer. Kaisi maske raftar. And his way, his actions are such that they overtake you. They subdue you. How his akhlaq, his character. Sara sheher he bimar. The whole city are sick, that is, in love with him. Uske dard ka e yaar. Because of this love he has, everyone is saying, oh, what a great wuzur. What a good person he is. Mera khaja abrar, my shah, my great man, Hazrat Muhammad Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. He wo hamil e asrar. And he is the one who is, how many secrets has he got? What is not in his heart? And there must be many people here who had seen Hazrat Muhammad Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab, how handsome he was also. And what a beautiful nurani face Allah Ta'ala had given him. And with his zulfa, how beautiful Hazrat should look. Jamu Meena wa Subu. They all the time giving drinks of Jannah to the people. Uska Mekada who? He is Mekada, he is Tevan. He is Ba, he is only he. Allah, Allah, Allah. Hardam Hakki just to Jo. All the time seeking Allah Ta'ala. Apne milne ka pata koi nishan. Tu bata de mujhe, e Rabbi Jahan. All the time, oh Allah, how can I become more closer to you? How can I get more of your love? How can I be all the time with you? Juba ju, ku ba ku. However he is, in whichever alley he is, wherever, however, walking, sitting, all the time, oh Allah, how can I be closer to you? Dekho har taraf har su. See all sides, every direction. Uska haq, uska hu. See his haq, how he is on truth. And see how all the time, one Allahu, 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 calling to people to Allah, away from this dunya. Uska jaan hai labrez. His glass is full with the love of Allah. The wine of the love of Allah, his glass is full. Uska sheher hai Tabriz. His city is Tabriz. The Shaykh of Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali. Mera Safi Ya Barkhiz. My Safi, my the owner of the tavern. And how full and what love, or what wine of the love of Allah he's giving out to all the people who comes into his tavern. Ma'arifat Barkhiz. And his glass of the ma'arifat of Allah. Full, overflowing, giving everyone else to drink also. Mera dard ba angez, and my love, he has made the love in my heart also full of flames and fire. What a spark he has put in my heart also has burst out in the flames of Allah Ta'ala. Mera shamsi deen tabriz, the son of my deen, my tabriz. He has given, how manana tabrijara, Shaykh Tabriz rahmatullah alayh, what love he had put into the heart of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi, rahmatullah alayh. And in turn, how many hearts he has lit up. Tajo Sar he gul rays, that were those who were thorns, they became roses. This is how they changed the lives of people. People who were thorns became roses. Mulla Zaid he meh rays. And that Mulla Maulana, who was all the time just in halal, haram, jais, najais, now also what a drink of the love of Allah, that now he also is soaked in love of Allah. Not only rules, regulation, laws, ruling by the iron first, this halal, this haram, this jais, this is najais. You're a kafir, you're a believer. No, not that. But how to win everyone. Not just to make rulings for this one, that one, pre-seating somebody in Jahannam and sending somebody, sending this person off to Jahannam. That no, that is not. How to win over everyone. Zameen esah shar angaze. That ground that was hard, that was only thorns and harmful things growing from that land. Deri sohbat he zarkhez. Your sohbat, your company makes hard soft. Makes the land of the lands which are hard, where only people are committing sin and are doing wrong. But by your company, people, how they are changing. Bilal-e jami meh tez, oh my Shaykh, you give me also that strong drink, wine of Jannat, which is very strong. Rumi ayahe Tabriz, oh my Shaykh Tabriz, Rumi has come. So give him, he wants this love of Allah Ta'ala. So give him this drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Tujhse meri hai faryad. This is my, what I'm begging of you from you. I'm pleading from you that give me that love of Allah. Make my heart also a soft heart. Change the condition of our city and our country. Mere dil ko kar de shad. Make my heart that it is shad. It is occupied. It is not a barren land. It is not a desolate place. It's not a desert. But now it is occupied with all good things of the love of Allah, closeness of Allah Ta'ala. Tere bin dil, dil na dil na shad. Without you, my heart is like a desert. My heart is like a jungle. Oh Allah, you come into my heart. Kaise ho Allahabad. That how can my heart, and how beautifully Hazrat has chosen the names of these cities which are around Hardoi. Allahabad is just near Hardoi also, and great buzurgs of Allahabad. How Hazrat has put it in, that my heart becomes Allahabad. That is, like we say, Abad. That the place is occupied. Allahabad, occupied by Allah. My heart is that city, that town, which is, the occupant of it is Allah Ta'ala. Make my heart Allahabad. Aja mere e murad. Oh, come to me and let me reach my object, murad. Dil ko kar muradabad. Make my heart muradabad. Muradabad is also a city just there. Well, that is, what does muradabad mean? What, you have reached your object. There, where you have reached your object, that is muradabad. Like, if you, from where your wife comes, and there you, when you go, you say, I've reached muradabad. What my, oh, my object was to get my wife, I got her, yeah, this is my muradabad. So like that, oh, and the real muradabad, where you reach Allah Ta'ala. Not your wife, but you reach Allah Ta'ala. Peshe Sheikh Ba Kamal, in front of a Sheikh that is with so much of Kamal, with perfection. Kardo nafsku paamal. Totally annihilate your nafs. Put your head and put your body down in front. Let your Sheikh walk over you. In other words, don't have a choice of yourself. What the Sheikh tells you, listen to your Sheikh. Do what your Sheikh tells you. Choro apna qeel o qaal. Forget all your own discussions. All your majlis, your discussion. I said this, he said this, and we're discussing this, that. Leave all that alone. Bano ab marde sahib hal. Become a person who is not a talking person, a person of action. Like commonly wherever it is, we go in Jamaat, whether Jamaat, or we go to a Ijtima, Shab Guzari, then many times we sit talking, hotel late at night also talking. We go even for Umrah, there are also people sitting in the Haram, sitting in the foyer of the hotel, making dawahs, talking all the time. Khanka also, people not sleeping early. Talking all the time. So give up all that talking and bring amal in your life. bring actions in your life. That is what is required. Mubarak usse zubane haal.
Mubarak?
Eh, zubane haal. Blessed is that tongue that has become a tongue of action. Not just talking or workshop, talk shop all the time. Talking, become a workshop. Let there be work that is coming, not just talking all the time. Tuhi jadu e Bengal. You are the one that has made jadu in Bengal. How the people of Bengal, Hazrat went many times, and how Bengal changed the people of Bengal. How they changed and came towards Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is what a Shaykh Kamil is. And our friend is happy hearing about Bengal. MashaAllah. Allah give us to benefit from a Shaykh Kamil in this way. And it depends on both sides. Your Shaykh, he also Shaykh Kamil. And you also have the capacity. How much a person's capacity is to benefit, so much you will benefit. When the rain comes, beautiful rains. Whole night, for example, nice soft rain, so beneficial. But yet there are some grounds where from there thorns grow. So if we are like that, and the rains are 100% beneficial, but if according to our what our ground is, maybe thorns grow, other people roses grow, other flowers grow. Some places become a beautiful waterfalls. Some places become a spring. Some places dam up the water for others to benefit. So according to a person's capacity, like that he takes benefit. If he has, and some places are just rocky ground. The water doesn't stay there, just flows away. All that rained the whole night, but he didn't benefit one bit whatsoever. Neither could anyone else benefit from it. And some are even worse, that thorns grow from it. And they are harmful to other people. So it is on our capacity also. May Allah Ta'ala make us to receive Allah's rahmat and the good things. We are recipients of the good, and good comes out from us, inshallah. In this kitab, still on the discussion of water, how important a commodity water is, and Islam has put water in such a great high esteem and place in the Quran Sharif. How many places Allah has referred to water. And as we had explained, in Europe, France was the first place which just over about 200 years, they started having bathrooms in their houses. Otherwise, they wouldn't bath also. They were really, in the true sense of the word, a filthy nation. And we know French perfume is famous still today. They only covered up all this dirt and filth with perfume. But it was Islam, and where? 1400 years ago in the deserts of Arabia, where water wasn't a freely available commodity, but how much of stress on cleanliness, and cleanliness was the most clean thing, and the thing that cleans the best, water. Islam has put so much stress. Further, he writes, safai aur paakizgi ke liye duniya ki koi cheez pani ke manand sahlul husool zor athar aur be darar nahi hai. Then we should appreciate our Islam. Today, just because of outward things, that we're looking at the West, their way of life, and we're thinking we're suffering from an inferiority complex, we think they've gone so far, not at all whatsoever. We should realize things in their true sense, and we should be proud in the sense of making shukr to Allah, that what a deen Allah has given us, and it is far, far in advance of where they can ever reach. And very sadly, today, like what they have reached in dunya, with the wrong things of dunya, and they have gone far ahead, we want to follow them in that. So we will never be able to compete. They have gone 100 years ahead in dunya's things. And that we don't have to, that is not our object, but today Muslims generally, we feel that we are being left behind, and we must stray behind them. So all the time we will be just their puddle. We will be just their little doggy, and they will control us. Whereas we have got the greatest thing, we should make them turn around and follow us instead of we following them. And they are where? In the west where the sun sets, we will go to where we will also set. Bring them to the east where the sun rises. And then let them also rise in all good things and good qualities. All what is their lifestyle? Drugs, women, gambling, alcohol, all these filthy, dirty things, that is what they like. How can we follow them in these things? And they have gone so far ahead in these things, we can't match with them. And their whole culture, whether it's their education, whether it's whatever it is this filthy culture. Mm. Allah has given us such a pure culture. How can we forsake ours? Mm. And when we want to, and that we regard as civilization today. And that we regard we are progressive. Whereas Allah has given us the true deen. So, for cleanliness and purity, in the world, there is nothing which you can get more easier than what water is, and the effect of water so great, and no harm in water. It does all the work easily available, and it causes no harm. Ye tahir wa mutahhir, yani khud paak hai aur dusri cheezon ko paak karne wali. Water is pure itself, and so pure that it purifies other things. Just like the dhikr of Allah, which is also pure. And the zikr of Allah purifies other things. A heart that is dirty, you purify it with zikr, and in it you fill the zikr of Allah. Mm. A glass that is dirty, you purify it with water, and then you fill water in there. Allah ki paida karda ni'mat hai. It is a ni'mat which Allah has created. And no matter what science boasts and jumps and talks about, but they can't make one drop of water. They say it's H2O. They know it's two parts of hydrogen, one part of oxygen. Are they short of hydrogen and oxygen in their laboratories or anything? And they know mix makes so many things. But tell them to make one drop of water. Where can they make? They can't make one drop of water. This is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Lekin pani sihat wa safai ke liye jitna na gurez hai. Water without which we cannot do for one's health and also for cleanliness. Also, as we had mentioned, we should keep this in mind also. 70% of the world roughly is water. 70% of our body is water. Allah has kept water 2/3 of almost everything. Allah has kept life in water. Agar khud hi ghaleet aur ganda ho, to itna hi zyada muzir aur nuksan ho hota hai. But if this very same water becomes dirty, if we urinate in the water, we do number two in the water, etc., and other dirt we throw in the water, how much harm this water will cause? If you are drinking water which is contaminated, how much harm it will cause you? Nothing else will cause you so much harm. Pure, clean water, how much benefit there is in it. But that same water, if it is contaminated, dirt and filth in it, then how much harm? Every government in the world, one big department right in the president's cabinet is water affairs. How they give so much of importance and they watch the water supply to the whole country, whether it's first world countries, whether it's third world countries. Water, they watch this because if the water has to be contaminated, then the people will all not only get sick, they'll die. Hey, epidemics will come about. Bas qiyam sihat حصول پاکیزگی اور صفائی کے لیے اس کا پاک اور صاف ہونا ازبز ضروری ہے. Therefore, for life to carry on, to get purity and cleanliness, it is absolutely necessary that water must remain pure and clean. And how many instructions Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his time gave that water must not be contaminated. That don't urinate in water, whether it's your swimming pool, whether it's a dam. Don't urinate in water. Don't pollute water. They came up with this things now. If we knew our deen, this was taught to us 1400 years ago. How to not abuse water. How not to contaminate water, etc. Aur insani sihat ka masala ziyadatar is paakizgi par munhasir hai. And the health of mankind is to a great extent on purity and cleanliness of water. If there are germs in the water, if the water becomes contaminated, then people, all people, you need water. Life becomes endangered. Qurani Kareem mein 20 maqamat par paakiza, shirin aur tayyib pani ke neharon aur chashmon ka nihayat latif pairay mein zikr aata hai. In the Quran Sharif, in how many scores of places the purity and the sweetness of water and the wonderfulness of water, the rivers and the fountains has been explained in beautiful ways. Whether of this dunya or whether it is of Jannah, the wonderful sweet water that we have, what a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Is taraf usme ghaleez, napaak aur badmaza paani ki buraiya bayan ki hai. And in the same way, by contaminating water, by doing number two in water, urinating in water, in fact, just in your bathroom to urinate, we have been prohibited also. Though it doesn't stay there, that when you urinate in your bathroom, it will go away, but we have been prohibited. And it has been referred to as one of the major causes of bad thoughts that a person get. All types of wasawis, urinating in the bathroom. So that also we have been taught to keep it clean. So the, wherever we, all other places also, how blood of purity, a Muslim, his bathroom, his toilet. Therefore, we shouldn't have actually the toilet and the bathroom in one place. One side is purity and in the same place is impurity. The bathroom, the toilet should be separate, bathroom should be separate. But unfortunately, we don't think, we build our own houses. We just leave it to the architects, how they plan it, and all in one. The bathroom, the toilet is all in one. We are taught that keep the toilet completely separate. Don't let it mix with the bathroom, etc., with your wuzu place. You can't read the du'as when it's all in one place. And then the contamination, the splashes of water, if we ever take notice, we will be shocked that how a water, the splash of water, way it reaches. In the same way the urine, you are in the pan, but the effects of it, where it reaches. So we should be very particular about these things. Magar is kitab mein is paani ke sabse zyada taarif ki gayi, jo barish ki shakal mein tamam aamizon se aur har qisam ke milawat se paak aasman se utarta hai. But the most pure water that has been referred to is rain water, which is called distilled water also. It is pure, it doesn't come down in pipes which have been rusted, or there is some pollution in there or anything. Rain water is the most pure water that comes. Allah sends the completely pure water from the heavens. Murda zameen, bastiyo aur nabadat par gir kar unhe zindagi bakhshta hai. And this pure water, wherever it falls, it makes things to grow. One friend of ours who was living in a farm, he says when one rain comes on a farm, in 10 minutes the amount of water with all the modern irrigation system and with huge amounts of money they spend, they can't do what Allah does in 10 minutes. And then again, the rain water, many farmers, they say that how things grow from rain water, from the other municipal water, things don't grow like that. All the chemicals that have been added, etc., all that. But rain water, pure and clean, the greatest thing Allah has given us, pure water, and it is for everyone. The poor get rain water, the rich get rain water. Jaisa ke hifzani sihat ke usool wa qawaid ka taqaza hai islami ta'aleem mein, as the rules of people who are watching the health of people, the people who are concerned in government departments, there are always these departments that are concerned of the health of the people. In there, all the rules, etc., and Islam's teachings with regard to this, tahar, purity, pakizgi, cleanliness, or safai ki nisbat, hidayat, rahkam ka ta'alluq ziyadatar pani se hai. All this, more of this is connected with water. Water must be pure. Water must not get contaminated. Water must be clean. Isliye is taaleem mein, agar pani ke apne paak aur saaf hone ki nisbat, tafseelat na paayi jaye, to ye hidayat bilkul namukammal aur naqis rehte. And anyone who's concerned of health of people, and he has not paid attention to the role which water plays, then his whole, all his rules, regulations will be totally incomplete. Water is a major part that it has to be clean. Lekin Islam is lihaz se mumtaz nazar aata hai. But Islam has paid particular attention to this. All governments in the world, they have got a department for water, for health, for the keeping an eye on the health of the people. For example, all our sewage also that goes, they watch it all the time that there isn't cholera, any disease that is coming which they can pick up from there. The water supply is being watched all the time. Samples are being tested all the time. So they worried about the health. The restaurants, they have inspectors to see that the food, there is cleanliness, etc. Everywhere they've got great. But the most important thing is about water. And in with regard to water, the amount of stress Islam is laid, even modern governments don't lay so much stress as what Islam is laid on water. So you can see that how Islam is far ahead even of the most modern governments and all their concerns. But it is a pity that we don't pay attention to this. Our cleanliness with regard to water, etc., we date in their filthy, dirty ways. They have taught, they make the bathroom and the toilet in one. We follow blindly also. And we don't even think about it. And then they bath in the bath with all, after going to toilet, using toilet paper, which really boils down to polishing themselves with that dirt, not cleaning themselves. With that they go into the bath, and all that filth goes into the tub also. And inevitably that water goes in your mouth also, in your nose, in your ears, that filth is going in your body. And because they want to save water, they don't drain the water. Next person uses the same tub of water. And as we mentioned a few times, one good friend of ours, of Wombats, Bella Bella, told us that the public swimming pool, when they tested the water, it had 60% of urine. And it was only kept shining and nice, dazzling, with all the chemicals. And what urine of the people who eat swine, the people who drink wine, everyone's urine is napal. But the eaters of swine and wine, how filthy isn't their urine. And how sad we relish going into those paths. And we enjoy ourselves in that path. There's no sharam haya. In fact, one person told us, Sheikh Sahuni, Dhammat Barakat, a very great alim, has written a great tafsir also. He was in our country recently, in Durban area, explained that Syria, all the trouble that has come, he says this shamelessness, behayai, that it went overboard, over the limit, far over the limit. Then all he says, the ulama and the people who are conscious of deen, it's their duty, they must continuously, and ulama were also quiet. They were just sitting in their circles and making their dars and their halqa, etc., and people were going overboard with this, then Allah's azab came. And how, what consequences they face. So it is very, very important that today, ours also, we who are sitting here, how many of our women, how they dress, our children, how we dress them, especially now, this time, people going to resorts, going to picnics, how the children dress, there is no, and how many fights. Because the one daughter-in-law, for example, she doesn't want to go to all where they're mixing like this. And now the people are fighting. They are becoming angry with them. And for the wrong, also we should remember this point. Many of us face this problem where the people get angry that why don't you allow your children to watch TV with us? And what filth and dirt they are watching. And the young 3-4-year-old, pure, innocent minds, they are polluting them with this. And many, many cases like this. Many other things for this is a wedding function, any social function, any of the picnics people go for, parties they go for, and no parda, nothing, and they become angry with us. Tell them, we also become angry. You are forcing us, you want us to respect you, you also respect us. And the easiest way, tell them, lakum deenukum, waliya deen, for you your religion, for me my religion. For you, your way, you want to carry on in that way. For me, my way. Don't you become angry on me. And don't let, why mustn't I become angry on you? You are going in the fire and I mustn't become angry. And you are angry because I'm not coming into the fire. And so we should also try in our way to try and just, don't just take it that they becoming angry. So we must also, what call it, just make them happy. So we also go. No, I try and explain to them that we also get angry. We also don't like, as you don't like, we also don't like these things. You respect our views, we respect your views. If we can't come, it's our priority, it's our prerogative. We won't come. And try our best to explain But finally, keep Allah's command over above everything. And even whoever feels hurt now, we try our best not to hurt, upset anyone. But finally, Allah's command has to be observed. And if anyone feels hurt about it and is unhappy about it, well, we can't do anything. But we don't break the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And then also, we must be on our guard also properly. Many of us are such that, for example, our ladies, we don't want them to go to a wedding or something. But then we go to the shopping malls, they're moving freely there. They say, now what's wrong? If they can go there, when how many people, the rail is the show. The woman who say that we can't come to a wedding, but they're the first in the rail show, not normal rail show now. Yeah, all these places. In the other places, we are first. And when it comes to social, because we got some other bone to pick with them, now we say we can't come to the wedding, we can't come to this social function. But then we are going to other wrong places. So we also have to come right. And they know we are going to those places. We are doing other wrong. When it comes to this wrong, then we don't want to. So it's a pick and choose. Some wrong is such that we don't want to do it. Other wrong, we don't mind doing it. But to eat pork, we'll detest it. But to look at another woman, that we look at another woman. That we don't find it's wrong or anything. That is also a haram. Like pork is haram, like wine is haram. That is also a haram. So we also must come right. Not just we pick and choose. Where it suits us, now we are very pious. And where it doesn't suit us, then we also just carry on. In this previous kitab we read, Hazrat explained so much about the rights of women and how women should be treated. One very important point also, which we have moved away from, alhamdulillah, but it depends also in which direction we moved away. Previously, our Indian culture was such, when we get married, it's not a biwi we bring in the house, a wife, but a bandi, a slave. And many people make it clear that she must come, she must work in the house, she must cook for my father, mother, for her in-laws, she must look after this person, she must go to shop also, she must do this also. So actually we're making her a slave. Whereas Islam, and we should appreciate, it's our duty to have food, prepare food and give it to her. Not that she cooks, it's her favor she's cooking. And our duty that we give food for our children also, not that she cooks and feeds. This is her favor, which is a normal customary thing which we all accept. But basically, it's not her duty. It's not her duty to cook for us, not her duty to clean the house and look after the house. That is all, the husband must provide all this. Islam has given that position to a woman, made her queen. Now she does so much for us, but we don't appreciate it. We are all the time fighting with her. And our mentality which is still there, that we want her as a slave in the house. That she must slog from morning to night, and she must live like a slave. And yet we regard that as piety. Islam has made the limits and the boundaries, and given women great rights. And it is their kindness and their favor that they do so much for us. They keep the house clean, they look after our children, they cook our food, they see to our washing. How many things don't they do for us, which are not basically their duties? Our duty to provide for them. We have to see that we give a house, we give her prepared food. She has to be like a queen, just sit and eat. The tarbiyat of the children, that is her responsibility. Not the clothing of the children, not the washing of the children. Their akhlaq, their character, that is what is part of her duty. But otherwise, these other things, but we don't appreciate at all. We should become Muslims, not just Indians. We are Indian Muslims, and that Indian nature which is in us, that which has come for centuries, and it doesn't go out of us. If we got a shop running, then she also has to come into the system. She has to come, if she comes to the shop, she has to come to shop. Otherwise, she must cook for the people at the shop. That wasn't her duty. If we are running a madrasa, how many places, how say, she must come and teach in the madrasa. That's also not her duty. That we are charging fees in the madrasa. We don't pay her, but she must come teach there. She must work there. So we're treating her like a slave. That is not correct at all. Respect and honor of the woman is a very great thing. And what they are doing for us really so much over and above, which is not their duty, but how we treat them. How we treat them like slaves. This is not at all a good mu'min. Ordinary mu'min is he who treats his wife well. And we should learn what are the rights of the wife. And that we don't learn. We learn what are the rights of the husband. And that we know. But what are her rights? We don't see to that. So we should learn to appreciate. Further in the next kitab, Hazrat has explained here, Al-Istirja wal-Istislam ma alayhima min al-in'am. To have hope in Allah's mercy and to surrender to the will of Allah Ta'ala. And what great benefits, accolades Allah has kept on that has been discovered. In other words, Radha Baqadha. That what Allah has decreed, we accept that wholeheartedly. Masaid is sabah. And if difficulties come, to learn to make sabah. This also, we become so agitated, frustrated. One small thing goes wrong, we can't take it. Or Masaid. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un ke mawdu par. And Masaid on this. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. These are such great, great things. But very sadly, like la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Like la ilaha illallah. Like this, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji. These are so great, great, valuable alchemy formulas. But for us, we don't regard it. The name Allah, what a great name. But we got no respect, we got no time. We don't appreciate what Allah has given us in our deen. Tafsir Bayan al-Quran or Tafsir Ruh al-Ma'ani ki Rushni mein Sunnat istirja ki tafsir. The sunnat way of istirja, that is in difficulties to have hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, there is a sunnat way of that also. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Allah says, give glad tidings to those people who make sabr. Who are those people who make sabr? As Allah has explained it here, that those people, when some problems and difficulties befall them, when hardships come on them, they read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That we read there. Today, the word inshallah is not on our tongue. Inshallah, that is a sign of the iman of a person. That if Allah wills, this will happen. MashaAllah is not on our tongue. Now, MashaAllah is the greatest insurance. On what you read, MashaAllah, you see your house, you see your car, you see your children, whatever. Your wife is busy in namaz, your children got up for namaz, MashaAllah. That ni'mat Allah will keep it going. But we don't read, MashaAllah. For everything, if your wife you see in namaz, instead of praising her, we will still find fault. Now I want tea and now you're busy with namaz. Now I want this, now you're doing that. We always will still find fault. But to learn to appreciate is a great thing. حَتَّ عَلَكَ اِرْشَادِ. Allah Ta'ala says, آپ ایسے صابرین کو بشارت سنا دیجئے. Allah says, give glad tidings to those people who make sabr, کہ جن کی یہ عادت ہے, whose habit it is, کہ جب ان پر کوئی مصیبت پڑتی ہے, whenever any hardship, difficulty comes upon them, تو وہ دل سے سمجھ کر, then understanding in their hearts, not only the words, but in their hearts they understand the meaning and they read these words with its meaning. کہتے ہیں کہ ہم تو معامال اور اولاد حقیقتاً اللہ ہی کے ملک ہے. That we, with all our wealth and with all our children, in actual reality, we totally belong only to Allah Ta'ala. So, may Allah protect, but the accident happened. Inna lillahi wa inna. It was for Allah, the car belonged to Allah, the car is a write-off. Now it was Allah took it. But if we think it was mine, now you feel hurt, my car is gone, I lost so much money. But if you read it with this reality, it was Allah's. For example, an easy way, inshallah, to understand it, you are driving your boss's car, you are delivering whatever you are doing, the truck, it came in an accident. You don't feel it, so it's a boss's. It's not mine. The boss's guy came in, and not my fault also. So when anything happens, it's the boss's. If we realize this, that it's the boss's, you won't feel so hurt. But because we take it, it's mine. Your child died. Your child is a boss's child. And the boss took him away. So then you won't feel it. But it's mine. That's right. A teacup, just the ear break, or it just chips a little bit. Big problem in the house. Now this whole tea set, the whole set is spoiled. The dinner set is spoiled. Spoiled everything. Because it's mine. If we knew it was Allah's, now the boss's. So why are you feeling so hurt? Boss's thing is gone spoiled. And he caused it, and he did it, so you won't feel. How content won't it was, how easy. Just like when in actual fact, the crooks came, they robbed you 50,000, 100, 2 million rand, but it wasn't yours, you were carrying it for the boss. And you don't feel it so much. You'll just explain to the boss that I couldn't, they came, what could I do? They told me, give me the money, and I just said to give it. I couldn't do anything. You don't feel, you go home and you sleep a good sleep that night. Because if your money, 200 rand of yours was taken, then see how you can't sleep the whole night. So this all belongs to the boss. Our money also, our family also, it's all Allah Ta'ala. And Allah does in it as He pleases. Allah Hi ke milk hai. اور مالک حقیقی وہ اپنی ملک میں ہر طرح کے تصرف کا اختیار حاصل ہے. And the true boss, he has got the full right to do as he pleases. If he tells you throw all that money in the fire, it's his money. So if your boss tells you that 2 million rand, throw it in the fire, you won't agree with him or anything, but he's your boss, you threw it, you won't feel hurt. His money. And if he tells you throw your 20 rand in the fire, then you got a big problem. So if we realize it is His and His command, and He organizes everything, whatever is happening, good and bad in the world, is all from Allah Ta'ala. So if we come to that level of Iman that we can understand that, you won't feel hurt and upset about these things. Usse mamluk ko tang hona kya maana? And for the one who is the slave, the mamluk, the one that is owned by Allah, for him to feel sad and bad about it, where there is no room for that. It is his, and he does as he wants to in it. Why are you feeling sad in it? Aur hum sab duniya se Allah Ta'ala hi ke paas jaane wale, wa inna ilayhi rajiun. And we are going to return to him. We are not going to return to our wealth, to our family, to our country, to anything. We are all going to return to him. So a person who says inna lillah, many times people difficulty, we tell him read in, but we just the words. If this reality we read it with, then a person won't feel bad at all. And he'll get so much tasalli, and he'll have so much of itminan in his heart, if the reality, and for this an effort is required. That the reality comes into us, it belongs to Allah Ta'ala. So, yahan ke nuksanon ka badla wahan mil jayega. And that we're going there, Allahu Akbar. It is not just that we're returning to Allah. That whatever difficulty you went through, that you lost your child, you lost your money, Allah is going to give you the returns there. And you lost it, for you felt hurt at the age of 40, you got some problem. You died at the age of 60. Then also, within a few days, that pain goes less. But it still in your mind, say, alright, full 20 years you suffered that pain. Therefore, ever and ever, what great returns you're going to get. What Allah is going to give you. So if you read, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, that this difficulty, my wife passed away, my father passed away, I'm feeling so sad. And within a few days, in fact, ta'ziyat is for 3 days, that is when the wound is wide open. After that, for people who are near, are not allowed to come and open the wound again. And now close the wound and carry on with life again. So for up to 3 days that wound is wide open. And you're feeling hurt about it. And therefore ever and ever you're going to be given the returns. If you made your sabr here, you'll get that returns forever and ever. Whatever difficulty you're going, make sabr. And think what great returns you're going to get there. Ulaika, and then not only that, Ulaika ali salawatu min rabbihim wa rahma wa ulaika humul muhtadun. These are those people, alayhim salawatu min rabbi, salawat from Allah Ta'ala. We know that Allah sent salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That salawat Allah will send on you when you make salat. And when you know that I'm returning to Him, He's going to give me my returns. And happily, and with bashashat, with a smiling face, you accept these difficulties. Then Allah's special mercy comes down on you. That salawat which Allah is sending on His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That salawat which the malaika, now it's coming on you when you have this. وَأُولَٰئِهِ رَبِّي وَرَحْمَةً. And not only the salawat, but rahmat also. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum explains this from the ulama of tafsir, that like a camel, and you are carrying your goods on it. So normally they carry, this side also there's a heap of goods, and this side they balance it. So you got this side, salawatu min rabbi, and this side, wa rahma. In other words, your full load you got. Maximum you are taking. You couldn't take more. Full load you are taking every, just because you made that true sabah. And that you knew that I'll go by Allah, and that also eases what Allah is going to give me. And forever, yeah, Allah took one little thing. And Allah took one rose from here. And Allah will give you orchards and orchards, gardens and gardens of roses there. Eh? What won't Allah Ta'ala give there? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And these are only those people who have got the true proper hidayah. And there are levels of, but the real hidayah are these people who have got that hidayah. Yahi wo log hai jin par khas khas rehmatein bhi hai, unke parwardigar ki taraf se hogi, from Allah Ta'ala. And this mercy, Allah who is subhan, who is pure, He is sending you. Aur aam rehmat bhi hogi, rahmat also. Salawat is special rahmat and general rahmat also. Aur yahi log haqeeqat hal tak rasai paaye. These are those people who have reached reality, who've got hidayah. And a person who have reached this reality, his heart is filled with happiness all the time. Ke hatta alaku malik aur nuksan ka tadaruk karne wala samajh gaye. They have understood Allah is the owner of harm that comes, it comes from Allah. And Allah replaces, replenishes. Allah gives you in return also. They understand it is from Allah Ta'ala. Nafs-e-sabr par qadr-e-mushtarak hone ki rahmat aam har sabir par hogi. On the very basis of sabr, everyone who makes sabr. We are all sitting, may Allah protect us all. Something happened, we all made sabr. So that is general, we all made sabr. It's general. Lekin shan har sabir ki aur khususiyat har sabir ki sabr ki juda hai. But everyone's sabr will be different. Eh? We heard that somebody passed away. So we all say inna lillahi, we all feel sad. But whose wife it is, whose son it is, his sabr is more greater. The other people also said, but they don't have that feeling. It's not my son, it's not my daughter, it's not mine. But they also make sabr. But who is involved, who it actually involves, how that sabr they are making. So that person's sabr, according to him, is more. Har sabir ke sabr ki juda hai. Isliye un khususiyat ka sila juda juda khas se inayat hoga. Therefore, the special mercy of Allah will also be according to every individual one. How the person who has made more sabr, he is going to get more reward from Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, and these things don't just happen by like that. Great effort has to be made, then this real, that this to understand the meaning of Inna Lillah, and to read it with its meaning, and then a person is jannat in this world. But for that continuous effort, not just lip service, not just casually we are reading it, or unmindfully we are reading it, but with its reality. And really, just the basics of deen, if we get into our life, with its reality, our lives will change tremendously. Yeah, we were still with that little bird that had died, and how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam consoled that little boy, and from that, how many masail ulama have taken off. فيه إباحة دعابة اس حدیث سے مزاح خوش طبعی کا جواز معلوم ہوا. From here also we learn that to be light hearted, to make a joke is also part of nabuwat. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he made a small boy happy, he made a little like a joke, and his sorrow that he felt, it went away. So that is also, some people think that deen is being absolutely ekdam serious, that you are just serious, not a smile. All the time you are like frowning only, and that is deen, and you are living like that. But your family also, everywhere, deen is not like that. Deen is to be light-hearted, or to be kind, to make a joke also. بلکہ مستحب ہے اگر دل خوشی کرنے کی نیت ہو. It is mustahab to make a little joke, to say something like that. If your niyat is to make somebody happy, you made a little joke, there is great reward on that. بل استحبابه اذا كانت تطيبا. It is mustahab if it is to make somebody happy. وفي هذا تسلية له على فقد على فقده وبموته. اس مزاح میں ابو عمیر کو بلبل کی موت سے جو غم تھا اس کی تسلی بھی ہے. That little boy, his little bird died, he was sad. Like a small boy, his bicycle got stolen, bicycle got punctured, any small thing, they feel sad. Now you make them happy, you make a joke, that is also a sunnah to do that, to make them. Then شرائط المزاح. The joking has got conditions, Shariat has prescribed conditions. علامہ محی الدین ابو زکریہ نووی رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے کہ مزاح سنت مستحبہ ہے بشرط کہ to make jokes is sunnat, it is mustahab, but with certain conditions. One, mizah qaleel ho. Joking must be little. Not all the time you are just joking. Casually, now and then you make a joke also. Mizah se maqsood mukhatib ka dil khush karna ho. By making a joke, you are making the person happy. You want to, that is your niyat to make him happy. Iza rasani ke had se mehfooz ho. And it shouldn't be to the extent that you cause some injury, some pain to the person. Like you joke now about you're a shorty, you're a fatty, you're this or something and it hurts him, that is not permissible. To the extent that he doesn't feel offended, to that extent. And also, don't make a joke about somebody else. You make actually ghibat and making other people happy. That you thinking I'm doing this mustahab of making a joke, but you are in a haram. Many people, we make ghibat about other people. He is like this, he is like that, he looks like this. How he spoke, how he did this. And we want to make other people laugh and happy. That is haram. Mizah kaseer se mumaniyat ka hukam hai. And that we mustn't make too much of jokes also. Iyakum wa kathratul mizah. That we have been warned, that don't make too much jokes, it kills the heart. Mizah kathir se mumaniyat ke asbab. The causes of making a lot of, why we are forbidden of from making lot of jokes. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi farmate, ke mizah kathir se mumaniyat is sabab se hai. Why have we been forbidden from making too much jokes, all the time laughing, all the time joking, ke kathrat mizah, کثرت زہ کا سبب ہے. Lot of joking is the cause of lot of laughing. جو دل کو سخت کرتا ہے, it makes the heart hard. Then you don't take lesson from things, you don't worry about qabar, about akhirah. Many people, like you see non-believers, whatever happened, laughing all the time. Because they're not concerned of consequences. Even serious things happen, they just to make themselves happy, laughing loudly, etc. That makes them unmindful of consequences of things. اور ذکر اللہ سے غافل کرتا ہے. Person doesn't remember Allah. اور مہمات دین فکر سے غافل کرتا ہے. And the important matters of deen, a person also becomes unmindful. Deen also, na'uzu billah, becomes like a joke, not important. Deen is not important. Just make jokes, laugh, enjoy, etc. اور اکثر اوقات اذا رسانی کے حد تک پہنچ جاتا ہے. And mostly when you make too much of jokes, you go to the limit of causing offending people, hurting people. اور کینہ یعنی گرانی طبعہ کا سبب ہو جاتا ہے. And it causes that person you made a joke about, now he feels bad in his heart about you. Now the bad feeling, dirt comes in the heart for one another. اور انسان کا وقار زائل کر دے, and respect of a person is removed. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kamiza in umur se paak aur mehfooz tha. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's choking did not go to this limit. It was pure of all this. May Allah give us tawfiq to make our complete islah in every way. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحانه.